This is a segment we call Coach's Playbook, and we are currently at the IATC Indoor Championships with a guy who knows a thing or two about throwing a shot put in a discus, Jason Anderson, the longtime coach of the throws. One of the most consistent pieces of the Pelotrac and field program has been the field program, specifically the throws. First of all, how fun is it just to be back at it here this season, have another great group of guys both in the shot put and discus, and to have an opportunity to keep that tradition going?
Yeah, it's fantastic. We walked in here, I kind of got goosebumps. It's time to go, you know, and guys have been working hard. We're in week three of practice already, which seems kind of crazy, and we've just been doing a lot of stuff inside, so it's good to come in and see where we're at. And just kind of see where we compare to other people in 3A.
Well, and one of the guys I saw you chatting with here, just, you know, between the boys and girls, was Hanson King, one of the great throwers in this program. And that's been pretty remarkable, the 12 or 13-year stretch this group has been on since 2013. And that's hard to do. What are the things that you think about when it comes year to year about consistency that you and the program have really tried to emphasize when it's come to the throws?
Yeah, you bet. I always joke with the kids and say I've never met a throws coach who doesn't think their way is the right way. And we certainly are one of those coaches that feel like the way we do it as well. We work a lot on footwork. Like even yesterday for practice, we were inside with bands and doing footwork stuff. So we feel like the footwork piece of it is big, and we just kind of keep that recipe steady. We've done the same thing. If Hanson King walked in 10 years ago to Nick DeYoung or even way back to Dan Borgerding's practice, you know, and Alan Fadhauer, it would look pretty similar. We just try and keep that recipe going with what we're doing and everything. Consistency is key. We know our numbers, and we had a big talk yesterday. I got all the guys together, and we talked about understanding where we're at. So there's some big numbers going up around the state, but we understand that we need to know where we're going to go, and then we can work our way into that and not necessarily feel like we got to watch what kind of everybody else is doing.
And it can be so easy to take for granted what the throws have offered this team. And the championship years that we've had, or even the top 3 years that we've consistently had now in a row, the throws have been a big part of that scoring. And that's easier said than done. Talking about all the different great, you know, Division I kind of throwers who have come through, how do you get the guys to buy in so much, knowing year in, year out, they're going to face the best in the state in Class 3A? And on the same token, how do you keep that expectation high, knowing it is different guys every year?
I'll be honest with you, I'm blessed to be in a school of Pella, right? Our kids buy into what we're doing and our culture. They've seen the tradition. I can remember Coach Weimer saying, I bet your coach listens, your kids listen to everything you say. Just the tradition that you've had is crazy. So we do our first week. We talk a lot about the guys who have been in our program. The guys yesterday, Hanson doesn't know this. I just saw him a little bit ago, but we actually watched Hanson's discus for a while from the state meet yesterday. These guys know. They know our top 10. Our top 10 is on our rings. They know what the guys have thrown before them. And those guys come back and see us. You know, you think about Cody Heisman has come to our practice before and seen us. Nick DeYoung has Zoomed while he was in Iowa football and spring football practice to talk to the guys. We just like to keep tradition around. And when we go to big track meets, we bring some of that tradition with us. And you can see sometimes other schools see a Hanson King in the background, a Brandon Fisher, a Nick DeYoung, a Cody Heisman. You keep going down the list, Austin Hill. They know these guys, and so when they see us come to practice with those or that tradition that we have there, it's pretty special.
Here, Jason Anderson, the longtime throws coach, several champions both at the state meet and Drake Relays over the last 12 years or so, and you talked about that tradition, and you're getting to live it now firsthand with your son Reagan throwing this year, and I know you don't want to talk too much about that. He's one of many athletes who I know you have your eye on, but he grew up around all of those guys, and now here he is as a junior, really the considered for throwers that breakout year. What's that conversation been like, knowing that it is a little bit different when it is your own son, but how cool is it to kind of see that history all now passing through him?
Yeah, it's cool. On my desk in school, I have a picture of him with Garrett Jansen and Cody DeKreif. And that was kind of the guys that started it with him. He's got a thrower shirt from being a little kid all the way to the end. It's super fun to see that. I think the biggest thing those guys instilled in Reagan, and honestly all our throwers, but is work ethic, right? Like, he understands that you have to go in the weight room and do it. Like, we can technique it all we want, but if we don't put the work in the off season, if we don't get the throws in, you know, he watched Hanson King throw, he watched Brandon Fisher throw, he watched Nick DeYoung do it, and they all did it outside of season. Cody Heisman was out there outside of season. So Reagan has lived at the rings this summer. You know, John Pankton, kind of another guy that's done that too. He saw Hanson King do that. So I'm just very thankful the tradition for all of our kids that they got to see just it carried forward. It's pretty cool.
And there's also another tradition, and that is the reviews of the food stands. I love it on social media. How important is it to have that levity and to balance what is intense competition? Because Pella Track and Field is a state powerhouse. This season, again, we're very much expected to be a trophy team, possibly a championship team. But at the same time, how important is it to keep that fun and also to keep those guys fueled?
Andrew, so a Friday ago, we kind of gave ourselves an off day, and we did the Twizzler Javelin Challenge. So we put something in the back of the end zone. We threw a Twizzler like a javelin. Our very own Palmer Hemming won. I think Jake Warner was second, and Benny was third. It was great. They won a bag of gummy nerd clusters. You got to have fun, right? I mean, there's got to be some fun there. We do different competitions. Garrett O'Halloran last year had his trophy from, we had to guess each coach's favorite Little Debbie snack cake, and then you got to try them. We do all kinds of fun competitions. We'll talk to our top 10 guys, bring that tradition back in sometimes. What's their favorite candy? You have to try and guess. It's fun, and I'm glad that the kids have fun with it. We've got 18 throwers out this year, so, you know, trying to keep it fun, because some of that is the consistency also gets a little bit tiring. Garrett O'Halloran came back and talked to our kids last Friday about what do you do when things kind of get mundane, you know, trying to find excellence in the mundane, because he's at Wartburg throwing right now, so he knows a little bit about that. And Nick's talked to him about it. Cody Heisman talks about it quite a bit with him. We just kind of keep, like, how do we keep things fun? So, yeah, we had a fun Twizzler Javelin Challenge.
Yeah, and the concession reviews are always top-notch, those two. And on the last note, we think about, again, the track and field can be so separate, and you can be in your own silo. But I love at the state meet the excitement and all the guys from the other programs that come over and watch people throw, all the way to even just the regular meets, even though you're often tucked in a corner somewhere at a field. How important is it to remember that it is track and field overall, and how do you think that's contributed to this program's success?
I think Coach Van Houwen, Coach Cutler, they do a fantastic job of that too. Like our throwers get along really well with our long distance guys. It's always been kind of fun to see. Our sprinters, I think there's an appreciation for each person's kind of event. And just seeing those all mixed together is really, really cool. The long distance guys run by all the time. We probably chat with them the most because, you know, we're up on the hill a little bit there. But it is, you know, they set that standard. We stretch together as a team. We know at the end of the day there's a team score. We talk to our guys about it all the time. If we ever feel like we're in trouble and we need points, we're willing to stand two-footed, kind of like Hanson King did at the Drake Relays, you know, a couple years ago, or when it was raining. Like, we're willing to stand in two-footed and get a good throw in and get points over maybe our best, because we understand there's a score at the end of the day. And the end of the day, we want to hold that trophy up.
Well, we hope that May 23rd, we have a big celebration. It's Jason Anderson, longtime coach of the throw program here for the Pella Boys Track and Field Powerhouse program. Jason, it's always a pleasure to see you. Thank you for taking some time today.
Thanks, Andrew. It's been a fun.